Chapter 11. Servants of the Gods. Hell and fury raged across the Brimstone Peninsula as two gods fought for supremacy. Their struggle rent the land and sky as blood boiled up from the earth and lightning struck down from the heavens. Wading through the hosts of chaos, ever closing on his Lord Celestant's side, Ionis Cryptborn had never seen such destruction. As well as the hammers of Sigmar, he saw the distant banners of the Lions of Sigmar and the anvils of the Heldenhammer. Truly, this was a conflict like no other. Despite the presence of the other chambers, all hope rested with Vandas. He was the one, chosen by Sigmar to launch his crusade of liberation. It had to be him. But even the Hammerhand himself, with all the gifts that Sigmar had bestowed upon him, could not reach Kul in time. As if the mindless beasts and frenzied tribesmen who had allied themselves to the warlord's banner knew of the import of this moment, a vast horde impeded Vandas. A retinue of prosecutors had seen the danger, but as they flew towards the grim ziggurat of skulls beyond it, gouts of scalding steam engulfed them, spewing from the maw of the gate and sending the heralds tumbling earthward. They crashed to the foot of the Red Pyramid, where an eager rabble of blood reavers cut them down before they could rise. As he watched the distant slaughter, Ionis knew it would be up to him to turn the scales back into Sigmar's favour, and so he beseeched the Lord of Storms again. As he gathered the lightning unto his hammer and prepared to channel it through his reliquary staff, the old wintry chill returned for one final attempt.
A tithe is owed.
With a fierce effort of will, Ionis shut out the ancient voice that plagued him and unleashed his power. Cold lights played about his eyes. Sigmar, speed you! A coruscating bolt of lightning leapt from the reliquary staff to strike Vandas and Kallanax. As one, rider and mount disappeared into the azure light, which arced a second time and earthed itself violently into the foot of the Red Pyramid. As the lightning flash diminished, it left behind a scorched ruin of skulls and something else. Vandas rode the lightning, and for a moment became engulfed by an all-consuming storm. It ended swiftly, the brief lightness of his being soon growing heavy again as his body returned to flesh and blood. Kallanax was with him, no stranger to the storm path, and bellowed a warning as he looked up towards the summit of the pyramid. Vandas followed his gaze and saw Kul poised to claim right of ascension. Memories were fleeting of the old life, of the man he had been before the apotheosis. But even when he had fought Kul as Vendel Blackfist, the warlord of Khorne had been prideful. He had honour of a kind. Vandas would use it against him.
Kul!
He bellowed above the tumult and the din of war unbound.
Khorgos Kul! Slayer of the Direbrand tribe! Face me now, or I name you coward!
So close.
Gripping the immortal's head in one hand, Kul reached out with the other to clamber the last few steps to the summit when he heard the challenge. He could almost taste the promise of demonhood in the sulphurous air and the taint of blood on the breeze. Khorne would deny him if he turned his back now. No exalted champion could refuse a challenge and still believe himself worthy of the Skull Throne's greatest honour. Kul slowly turned to face his accuser. His gaze met that of the Golden Warrior, and for the first time he saw Vandas Hammerhand, and not the blacksmith chief who had escaped death by luck.
You have no true understanding of what it means to be chosen, Kul whispered through clenched teeth. Of my sacrifice.
Anger rose up within him, volcanic and incendiary. He looked to the blackening skies, pride and ambition clashing violently within him. Kul screamed with insensate rage and vaulted from the side of the pyramid. Shimmering azure rain pelted from the sky. As it met the smouldering earth of the Brimstone Peninsula, it turned into a vaporous mist that clouded the battlefield in an eldritch gloaming. Lightning struck, cascading in a barrage from the storm-wracked vaults above. Iona smiled grimly as it sheared loose an avalanche of skulls from the side of the pyramid and buried the blood reavers below. One macabre feast was usurped by another, as the skulls gnawed and snapped at the tribesmen drowning amongst them. Iona saw one of the blood reavers attempt to surface before being dragged under by a mass of bony teeth. His attention turned to the Lord Celestant.
"It's just you and him now,"
Ionis whispered, as Vandas spurred Kallanax through the deluge of skulls to meet Kul.
"Die, fool!"
roared Kul, his axe promising eternal damnation as the raw magic of chaos bled from its blade. Too late, Vandas saw the momentum was with the warlord, as Kul leapt down upon him, and though he tilted in the saddle to prevent himself from being cut apart, the fight had really begun. The whispered screams of the souls claimed by Kul's axe filled Vandas's ears, and for a moment he thought he could hear Jaktos's voice amongst them. Another cry drowned them out, that of Kallanax. Kul's axe was embedded in the Drakoth's flank, but not deep enough to kill him. Through godly intervention, or simple fortune, Kallanax was spared his soul being wrenched into the realm of chaos, but was still badly wounded. As Kul wrenched the axe loose, the beast sagged and fell onto its side, almost taking Vandas with it. Crying out in anger, the Lord Celestant leapt from the saddle and came at Kul with Heldensen. By now, the two were fighting on the red earth at the foot of the broken pyramid, and Kul wrong-footed Vandas to sidestep the crushing blow. Viperously, he swung the cleaved head of Jaktos into Vandas's face, making his helm ring with the impact. Vandas gagged as blood spattered his gilded mask, finding its way into his eyes, nose, and mouth. He tried to recover, but the demon hound was upon him before he could raise Heldensen. He stumbled, and for a brief moment felt doubt. Kul was a warrior king, a warlord who had enslaved an entire region to his Gortide. He had fought countless battles, slain numberless enemies. He was unbeatable.
"No! I am the lightning, Sigmar's storm manifest."
A bolt arced down from the heavens, and Vandas knew what he must do. As the flesh hound lunged at him, Vandas smashed his vambrace into its snarling mouth. As it clamped down, he threw his arm out and the hound with it, smashing it into a welter of skulls. But Kul was already on him, axe swinging as Vandas stepped back again. He felt heat at his shoulder and realized that he had been herded to within a few paces of the Gate of Wrath.
"Your skull will be mine after all," the warlord growled.
The haft of Heldensen rang as Vandas desperately parried the blow. He lashed out, finding strength from anger. But Kul was swift and already within the Lord Celestant's guard.
"You are nothing without your drake,"
Kul sneered, his unbreakable grip around Heldensen's haft. Vandas roared, unable to wrench the hammer free. He lunged instead, smashing his head against Kul's face and splitting the skull mask in two. He saw a glaring, angry visage beneath. With a sharp twist, Kul disarmed Vandas and threw the hammer aside.
"I was wrong about you," he said, spitting blood and teeth. "You are still Vendel Blackfist, doomed to fall by my blade. Die now."
"I am the lightning."
The words came back to Vandas, as did the image of the bolt striking down from above. Before Kul could end him and condemn his soul to torment, Vandas leapt from the killing blow to land, crouched within a handspan of the Gate of Wrath. As he rose up, Vandas reached out and gripped the edge of one of the pillars of the gate. Kul was close, blood-crazed and frothing.
"I am the lightning," whispered Vandas as he closed his eyes. "I am Vandas Hammerhand."
A crash of thunder sounded overhead.
"Lord Sigmar, strike thy servant now!"
God lightning seared from the turbulent sky, an arcing blast so powerful that it shook the earth. Vandas saw light,
a blinding, searing luminescence so bright it eclipsed all sense of being and self. Then he was gone. Now, Ionis unshielded his eyes to see the Gate of Wrath utterly destroyed. Nothing remained but steaming, molten rock. All around it, for 100 paces or more, both Stormcasts and Bloodbound had been thrown off their feet. Tendrils of corpusant writhed across their bodies as the storm bolt was slow to dissipate. There was no sign of Vandus Hammerhand or Kallanax. Sigmar had reclaimed them, and in so doing, vanquished the Realm Gate to Khorne's domain. A great cheer rose up from the Stormcast Eternals.
Azir! Azir!
Only Ionis did not raise his voice. Instead, he watched cool as he beheld the ruination of his plans. The Red Pyramid collapsed, skulls tumbling from its flanks in an avalanche that spilled amongst the Bloodbound in a flood. In moments it was nothing but a swathe of shattered bone, destroyed, its power broken. As the warlord bellowed his impotent wrath to the uncaring knight, Ionis knew they had struck a telling blow. But the war was not over.
"Not yet," he whispered,
as the victorious Stormcast swept down upon the remnants of the Gortide like a living tempest. That was Born by the Storm, written by Nick Keim, read by Jonathan Keeble.